I'm not one of those folks who waited until the last minute to decide who I was voting for. I knew weeks before. And on election day, when I was handed my ballot, I walked over to the little plastic voting booth where I needed to fill in the little boxes. And at that moment, I felt more like a high schooler taking a standardized test than a responsible citizen voting for the next president of the United States. It would seem to me that voting deserves more prestigious surroundings, like the voting booths of old with lots of levers and a curtain for privacy. But I digress. When I looked at the ballot, ready to fill in the box for my candidate for president, I hesitated, and I began to reconsider my choice. For there, printed for all to see, was my name, Bob Barr. How could I not vote for myself, I wondered. Sure, I knew that the Bob Barr on the ballot wasn't me. But I knew as well that I would never again in my lifetime have the chance to vote, if not for myself, at least for someone with my own name. And maybe it was my love of movies that kicked in, but suddenly I had a Walter Mitty-like moment. For those unfamiliar with Walter Mitty, he was a fictional character with a wild imagination. So there I was, imagining for a brief moment that I was not voting for the other Bob Barr, but for myself. And that in a few short hours, perhaps, I would be declared the winner, Robert Barr, president-elect. Well, perhaps it was the other folks standing in line, or my realization that the presidency just can't be handed to anyone. So with a bit of sadness, I didn't cast my vote for me, but for the candidate who I believed would serve our country best. And before we even went to sleep, as if anyone could have gone to sleep, Barack Obama was declared the winner. This was no squeaker. This was no victory by a slim margin. This was a victory of major proportions. It was epic, transformative, historic. Our nation elected its first African-American president, with the middle name of Hussein, no less. Many thought it wasn't possible, and yet we witnessed it. We watched it with our own eyes, many with tears, as Barack Obama gave a moving and powerful acceptance speech. In a little over 2 months, Barack Obama will take the oath of office and his family will occupy the White House. The White House, built by slaves, and now home to our first black president and his family. Across the world and here at home, this will be a powerful image, an image of a nation that at this time and for this election proved once again how remarkable our nation can be. Regrettably, there are those who don't want Obama to succeed. There are those who, even before he has been sworn into office, are planning their own runs for 2012. It would seem to me that we should all bask in the majesty of this moment. We should all take pride in our nation for living out its creed that all men are created equal. And it would seem to me, whether or not one voted for Barack Obama or not, we should all want him to be successful for the sake of our people, for the sake of our nation. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam, and if you want to discuss my podcast, please go to ourjewishcommunity.org, click on Forums and Barr's Banter. Add your comment. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.